Leadership File on Premier.
Welcome to The Leadership File, your weekly show inspiring you to lead for Christ wherever you are. I'm Andy Peck, your host, thanking you for joining us. And whether you're listening live or one of the many thousands who listen via the podcast, it's great to have you along. If you're new to the show, a reminder the show is available on demand via premierradio.com or via iTunes or Podbean. And of course, my aim with the shows is to provide knowledge, skills and attitudes for a Christian to lead so that God's work is advanced. So do continue to join us, and God helping us, we will flourish in his ways. From time to time, we feature brand new projects on The Leadership File because the genesis of such projects are such an inspiration to us all. And I'm especially delighted that we're featuring a ministry that's based on the Isle of Wight, where I was born and grew up. It's called Lionheart, and its main focus is an annual Christian festival due to be held between Newport and Cowes on the 4th and 5th of July 2020 at the county showground there. So to explain how a dream was birthed and became a reality, I'm joined by one of the creators, Joe Shermer, who's described as the visionary on the Lionheart website. So, Joe, welcome to The Leadership File.
Thank you.
Your own spiritual journey, first of all, Joe.
Yeah, so I come from a family of Christians, not all, but most. I have a great family, a hard-working family, a very loving family, a supportive family. And I was brought up in a church on the Isle of Wight called Castlehold, where I got involved quite early on musically. I loved playing drums. I loved playing guitar. And that kind of got more passionate as I went to Soul Survivor. And I was really kind of, I just love seeking God, and I love seeing him move. So my whole journey kind of started on terms of leading worship and getting to know God as a personal relationship. But I got heavily involved at Carterhold, leading worship, playing drums, playing piano, and also even at school I started a worship band and led that for 8 years. We started doing events across the island, worship events. I think our last numbers we got about 120, which was a great one, my last year of A-levels. And it was amazing seeing how God impacted the young, impacted the young people coming through school. And I was always really encouraged by Youth of Christ in the Isle of Wight, my youth worker at that time. And my whole journey has been kind of leading a lot to where I am now. I dreamt of leading worship as almost a living, but first and foremost, it's what I long to do. It's what I yearn to do. But I moved from Castlehold to True Vine, where I met a friend, and we started songwriting, and it's called All Hours. And basically, the songs talk of our story of illnesses and our mental health. And then basically I went to uni in Cardiff, and at the end of it I started looking for jobs, and my dream job was really to lead worship and work at a church. And in about 3 months I contacted some churches, and one of them got back from City Life Church Portsmouth. Daniel Harmon made contact with me after receiving my email, and God really led me to CLC. In the previous year, he'd come and talked at True Vine. And then a few months before I sent the emails, the youth pastor called Mark Hayward came and talked at the youth event I was leading worship at. So when they received my email, Mark already had a gist of who I was. So, and then started a three-week process, and I got offered the job about this time last year.
That's fabulous. And of course it helps that for those who know the geography, that Portsmouth and is close-ish to the Isle of Wight, just a ferry ride away or a catamaran away. So it's kind of handy given how the Lord's also led in terms of Lionheart. So how did Lionheart come about? How does this ministry start?
Yeah, so it started about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years now. I think for a lot of people on the island, there has been this kind of dream. I mean, I remember when my last year of the youth band at school, I tried to get one or two bands over. I was really like making contact, and I just wanted to. I think I even had the school's blessing in that as well, and in terms of planning. But basically, it happened when me and Ruben were on a ferry over to Brighton to record our four songs. And basically, there was rumours of a small group trying to start something. And in the end, that group never came to anything. But I straight away got on and thought, well, why not? But I knew as my families are builders, I know the value of land. And land is hard to come by, and that's always the first obstacle for obviously a big event. So I started praying into it, and about a few days later, I met up with a friend whose dad actually was a part of a charity or committee who basically runs the county showground. I think owns it. And he basically said, you should get in contact. So I made contact, and about a week later, I had a meeting with the guy. And I remember praying to God, saying, God, I'm busy. I'm getting married in the summer. I've got my uni work. I've got loads, God. It's crazy. And so I said, God, we need a clear sign. And I went in, and pretty much almost straight away, he said, basically, you've come at a perfect time. What to me was my alarm bells ringing and thinking, wow, thank you, God. He offered at a great price. He offered, you know, they've been brilliant in how they supported us and just given us things that we've, you know, not known or needed to know for the future. So that was the real start of it. And then a team started to form quite quickly in the space of about a month. I can't remember if I started a group chat or I just kind of, there was something where people caught on. We arranged a meeting. And basically, a real core team came along. So a lady called Laura Smith, who's an absolutely brilliant worker, worked a lot with Park Life on the Isle of Wight. And she's brilliant. She's our project manager. And then we have Ian Woodfield, who's also involved with Park Life. And he's been really instrumental, and especially for the first launch event we had, worked tirelessly the whole time. And he's basically our site manager. And that kind of makes the real core team with also Yul as well, who's our head of media. So we have other people we work alongside, and we're needing this team to grow as well. So it's a part of the journey we have isn't just about trying to arrange an event. It's trying to make this charity long time and follow where God's leading us.
Yeah. And Joe, you mentioned mental health challenges along the way. I don't know how much you feel able to share about how God brought you through that.
So for me, I went through a year and a half of illness during my last year of A-levels because I was doing too much and probably being a bit stupid and not listening to my own advice of resting. I was just, you know, I was having out church, leading worship. I was leading worship at school, running the assemblies, doing A-levels, revision, being a young leader at Scouts. I was just not looking after myself. And basically, I've always had eczema, and my eczema turned into hives, and it went all over my body, thick, thick, red, itchy, kind of skin. Every day I would lose all my shred, loads of skin to the flesh. And along with that, I started getting keratoconus in both my eyes, which basically meant I started losing my vision. And I required two surgeries to basically save as much vision as possible. And I also, during this period, obviously went to uni. So I was doing my first year struggles, but with extra struggles. And I was on 18 drugs a day for about a year with a very suppressed immune system. And basically, I got real low. It wasn't because my life wasn't full of blessing. I had amazing things to be thankful for, but my reality was the pain I was in was too much. And actually, you know, what God did was he was with me through it. So that year and a half was probably some of the closest times I've spent with God. Times in my room where I've been crying or in pain, just wanting to be over, or days of just like joy and just God being so present in my life. So it works in different people's lives, and God works a miracle. And I think I saw a miracle each day in terms of Him pulling me through. Right. You know, it was even the stupid stuff, you know.
No, that's fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah, well, sad to hear, but fabulous to hear how God came through that. And so there came a point, I guess, when that was, you know, you felt well again.
Yeah, so that was kind of very, I kind of instrumented by God as well, really. I got to my kind of last hope in terms of what I saw as my last hope with my skin specialist, dermatologist, who I saw very often on the island. And basically, I was going to have a tanning session, not obviously just to get a good tan, but basically to try and kill that layer of skin. And it has worked for people in the past. But as soon as I got in there, my hopes were dashed straight away. As basically, she just said, I can't let you do this because you'll have a high chance of getting skin cancer because of the medication you're on and the creams you're on. At that point, I was like, wow, I'm stuck with this the rest of my life, you know. And at that point, a new dermatologist came past my room. I'd never seen the guy at all. He came in, looked at my results, and basically told me, and he gave me his book, and told me to wait outside. And about 5 minutes later, he brought me in and said, oh, obviously this isn't working for you. Try this. So he gave me long-term antibiotics, and then he told me each day take less drugs of all the other stuff you've been given. That was obviously steroids, suppressants, and then all that. And about in the space of 2 weeks, I came off everything. Skin was really good. Like, it had been on drugs before, good. And then I came off my antibiotics, and it maintained. I was able to go in the sea about a week later after that, the first time in my life without any pain. I went to Croatia with my family, had an amazing family holiday. I went in chlorine every day, which is like the worst thing for skin. And ever since then, it's maintained, which is awesome.
No, fabulous to hear. So praise God, Joe. So you're listening to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Joe Shermer. He's the visionary of a new project called Lionheart, an annual Christian festival to be held on the Isle of Wight. We'll be back just after this. Welcome back to the Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Joe Shermer. Joe is the visionary of a new project called Lionheart. Lionheart is an annual Christian festival to be held on the Isle of Wight on the 4th and 5th of July 2020. We're talking before the break a little bit of the genesis of this, how the birth of the idea came to be. So let's look a little bit more in terms of the detail and the leadership challenges that you're facing, Joe, with this. Not everyone, of course, will have visited what we would call the island. There's only one island, but if you know people from the Isle of Wight, they talk about the island. But you know, it's a beautiful place, diamond-shaped, roughly 150,000 people there. Destination for many holiday goers in the summer, of course. Mm. But, of course, many on the island are facing big challenges. And that's, I guess, part of your vision is to enable the ministry to reach people who thus far are far from God.
Yeah, well, I mean, a part of our heart and a part of our calling as Christians is to love on people.
Yeah,
and that's what I really feel for Lionheart is to not just be a festival where people come and go, that was a great weekend. It's got to be more than that. It's got to go deeper. And personally, I think at the heart of Lionheart, we want to be family. You know, we want people to come along and be a part of a family at Lionheart. You know, for people, you know, band-wise and preachers as well and charities, connections we want to make, you know, they will become a part of the Lionheart family. But no, there are so many things on the other side that are, you know, causing issues or people straying from God. I just see there's so much potential on this little island could have a huge impact. And as Lionheart, we're looking not just for the island, but further for the country and the world. How is God going to use us? What is His vision? And a lot of our journey so far as leaders is trying to follow that, is trying to stay honest to that, and pursue it, even though things can seem a bit hard at times. You know, obviously when you're doing a festival, you're talking big finances. I just really feel called for the island to do a big event. Sometimes we can get caught up doing small things, which is really important. Don't get me wrong, but I really feel for a long time that the island has been building to this point. And really, I mean, I have a mega dream of seeing my friends come to Christ, of seeing them at that festival and seeing them hear the word, be a part of that, like, to find out what true love actually is. And then actually, you know, after these, you know, events happen, the festivals happen, that the Lionheart is still running daily. How can we bless our community we're in? You know, there's countless ways, but you know, we're really wanting God to show us and to help us explore these different ways. So that's a lot of Lionheart's heart and vision, and how we want to try and tackle some of the island problems, especially with the youth, to give them something to look forward to. I think we have one of the highest teen pregnancy rates on the island in the country. And we have a massive drug issue. And a lot of these people just need to be shown love. And they need to be shown family.
Yes, indeed. And some will be familiar with the Isle of Wight Festival, which is held in June. Yours is going to be in July. Yours will be obviously a smaller event, but what are the kind of things you're going to be... be doing on those 2 days, if someone wanted to, either who's listening from the island itself or perhaps someone who might want to go and visit the island for that weekend?
So the Isle of Wight Festival is huge and going for a long, long time now. Our kind of heart is to put on, get worship leaders down, worship teams down, to basically lead us in worship, and to get preachers down as well, to come and get the word across. We're going to have a theme. A theme is not released yet for this year. But I just really want to tackle at the heart of problems what churches on the Isle of Wight face. You know, how can we better work together? How can we better unify to bring, you know, God's goodness to the people of the Isle of Wight and the UK? So you're going to come along. You know, there's camping. There's going to be a small amount of camping to begin with. That is available. We will try and prioritise mainlanders coming. And then with Friday evening, we're looking to have people can start to arrive, may have some acoustic worship. And then obviously Saturday with the main big day, and we're going to have obviously the some worship leaders come down. We've got one or two announced already, which is exciting, and we're looking forward to announcing more. And then basically there'll be a few kids activities as well. We're really passionate with, obviously there'll be a ticket price, but once you're in, apart from food, we want to try and make everything as free as possible, because we know families are under a lot of financial constraints. We want to not be a charity who takes away, but instead blesses and gives as much as we can. So expect joy, expect Jesus to be there, expect family, and just expect to leave the island changed.
Yeah, and is something on a Sunday morning as well?
Yes, so we're looking to have a Sunday morning service. We're looking to just bring the church together. We'll have a worship, you know, have a great time of worship. We'll have a preacher down for that as well to share the word. And we'll just really set the vision for the years to come. I mean, we're not just planning for this year. We're planning for what is it in 5 years? How do it look in 10 years? You know, we've got to be a charity who's forward thinking. And again, that's keeps coming up in our leadership meetings of how are we going to tackle this? How are we going to expand or follow where God's leading? What we always got trying to humble ourselves is it's God's vision. And we're just lucky enough to be a part of that.
Yeah. And the leadership challenges you've found, Joe, so far?
Oh, leadership. Yeah, no. So, I mean, there's been plenty of attacks. I've had plenty myself. Obviously, when something big's happening, the enemy doesn't want it. We've got to be real that, you know, just like there's a God, you know, and Jesus, there is also an enemy. And he's looking to seek and destroy. So we've had issues... personally, insecurities, but then we've had big things to overcome in terms of like our launch event, for example, getting things organized. And I think just being able to, at the moment, all the work we do is free. People are taking less hours at work to put in the hours for Lionheart. We're accepting lesser roles so we can invest more time. You know, we're investing our own finances into this project because we believe it's what God is wanting for the island and for the country. So I think sometimes the major leadership issues come with leading ourselves, staying on the right path and staying true to what God wants.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, God helping you, you're hoping to see people come to faith, people built up.
Yeah.
And you've got obviously a heart for those with mental health challenges too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, a massive heart for people going through that. Once I opened up about it, actually I had about 3 to 4 friends or 5, I can't remember now, opened up to me about their mental health issues. And pressures, and I think this is something as churches and as Christians that we need to be open to discuss, to allow things to come out, and it can take time for non-Christians as well to find Christ when there's a lot of baggage in their past that needs to be dealt with. So yeah, as Lionheart, you know, we have a lot of heart for really seeking the lost and the broken.
So how can people learn more about your work, Joe, and support you in your efforts?
Yeah, there is many different ways you can get on board with this. So for starters, we have a website, which is still under construction and will be updated very soon. We have a Facebook page where we post at least once or twice a week from. So even on that way, you just give us a follow, give us a like, and then share all of our posts. Just share out, get the message out there. We have an Instagram as well, so give that one a follow. If you're a band or you're a preacher or you're a church leader, make contact. We just long to have kingdom connections because, like we will say, we're not planning just for this year. We're planning for the years to come. So people just to make contact with us, bands, you know, there's always things to discuss. There's always things we can work together on. And then really financially and prayer. So one major thing is prayer. We pray every day at 5:30 and 6 for Lionheart. So we're praying that God will move. And since that, we have seen barriers broken down, which is amazing. But financial giving, I know for a lot of people that times are tough, but I really feel God will lay on people's heart who he wants to give. So please do make contact with us through the Facebook page or through my personal email account, josephshermer@hotmail.co.uk or josephshermer@lionheart. And yeah, I would just make contact and even just prayer of encouragement. Sometimes just a word of encouragement will just change a moment, will just, you know, will just ignite something. So yeah, that's the main ways you can get on board. But if you're close by and want to actually get involved and help, again, through contacting us, we can discuss how that could happen, what could take place. But we're just really open to pretty much anything, to be honest.
Fabulous. Well, thank you. Time's defeated us, but it's lovely to chat with you, Joe. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Andy.
And if you're wondering about the surname spelling, it's Shermer is S-H-U-R-M-E-R, so you can find Joe via his email that he's given you or via the Lionheart website. Fabulous. Well, look forward to seeing out how God uses all the, your efforts in his name, Joe.
No, thank you. Bless you, Andy. Thank you.
So this is Andy Peck thanking you for joining us. Do check out the podcast online on Premier Radio, on iTunes or Podbean. And may God help you as you seek to lead in his name. And as we close, the words of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthian church, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. God bless. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.